For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I am so excited that for 2024, Your Brand Amplified is proudly sponsored by one of my favorite platforms, Simplified. This AI-driven platform is a game changer for design and video content. With Simplified, I can effortlessly transform lengthy videos, such as my podcast, into engaging, shareable clips and streamline workflows with an intuitive subtitle generator. For designers out there, you can explore the AI-powered image generator, create compelling presentations, and design eye-catching YouTube thumbnails with ease. Revolutionize your creative process at simplified.com with a free trial. Now let's dive into today's guest.
Welcome to Your Brand Amplified, the podcast where we interview marketers, publicists, and brands to learn their stories, what makes them tick, and tips and tricks that make a difference.
We've already had such a fun and rich conversation that I wish I'd already pushed record, but you're going to get a lot more out of my conversation today with Daniel Den, who has the X Factor Effect methodology. You've used that for over 20,000 students and clients for their businesses. And we're going to talk about ideas that influence your brand, your book, your box, and so much more that we're going to unravel. Daniel, thank you for being here.
Woo! Thank you, Annika. Oh, man, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Yes, we're going to have a lot of fun, I can tell. I just realized there were some questions I wanted to ask you before we jumped on, but I didn't, because in some of your pictures, I'm like, oh, are you a burner? Like, do you go to Burning Man? Are you that crowd? But because you dress like it. You have, like, some fun. You bring the fun, I can tell, when you are speaking on stage.
Thank you. Are you referring to... Did I have a microphone in my hand? Did I look like I was a rapper?
Oh, a rapper. Okay, that could be it too. Yeah.
So that's a fun story. The biggest event we've done was for 7,400 people.
Nice.
Down in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Ooh.
And they were like, let's have the gringo rap in Portuguese.
Oh,
and
no.
Now I'm fluent in Portuguese. So,
oh, okay.
But it is my second language. And it was tough for me to pull off. But I pulled it off and people just absolutely loved it. That was right before the pandemic in 2020 when we did that event. And people still talk about that presentation today, probably because of those pictures and the rap song.
Oh, yes. So. Okay. Yes. I could see that too. I couldn't tell quite. So I was like, oh, maybe Burning Man. But what we're going to talk about today is being a market leader or category queen or king.
Yes.
But first, I want to hear about you. Daniel, what is your story? What's your journey into becoming this maven, this method man, creating madness in branding and helping people really understand how to make their brands pop?
Ah, thank you, Annika. So with everything, when I was kind of like a kid growing up, I was creative. I was the creative type, and I would come up with ideas, and I wanted to create things. I wanted to do things. I started to be a little bit entrepreneurial. I was like, I'm going to go out and earn money and mow lawns, and I'm going to try all these other things to make money. And I thought, Annika, that it was normal to just come up with all these ideas.
Right.
But everybody did. Like, and so when I started to learn that being creative and coming up with all these cool ideas isn't exactly a natural thing. For some it is, but for a lot, it isn't.
Right.
Then I was like, oh, that's interesting. So what you're saying is some people kind of have to learn processes for creativity. And so long story short, I wanted to be a toy engineer as a kid, and I wanted to like work for Nerf. That was like my dream job. I wanted to work for Nerf and sit around and create Nerf guns all day and other toys as well. And so I went to school for engineering and quickly learned that engineering it starts with a bunch of math, and it's a not fun way to get into creativity if you just start taking all these math classes, right?
Right.
So that's when I was like, well, I've always been a bit entrepreneurial, so let me take the entrepreneurship route.
Mm.
And I started, because of owning businesses, I started reading books. And then they would read these books about marketing and sales psychology. And then I was like, this is so cool. Like creating these processes for getting people to take action and thinking of all these fun ways in your marketing and sales to get people to take the action that you want them to take. This is cool. And I started to get addicted to it, to the point where for many, many years, if somebody asked me like, hey, like your birthday is coming up, like, what do you want for your birthday? I would say marketing books.
Oh my gosh.
Marketing books, specifically if they hit on marketing and sales psychology, or just psychology in general when it comes to business and consumer, like whatever, consumer purchase making decisions, whatever it was, I wanted all of it. So because I started to get pretty good at the marketing and sales side, eventually I met up with my business partner down in Brazil. And Portuguese is my second language, but I started working, this was about 11 years ago, with my business partner down in Brazil, Pedro Superti. And we started to see this need for a creative approach to marketing and business for people down in South America, because unlike here in the United States, there's a lot of copycat competitors in South America. I'd say that here in the United States, it's pretty bad. Like, people will copy you. People will copy your ad creatives. Mm-hmm. People will copy your offers, the way you've set up your business. They will copy your branding. They will do a lot of copying. And then in Brazil, it's a little bit worse than that. Like, even worse. We'll say it's even worse. Wow. There are people, a lot of copycat stuff goes on. And since, as you know, Annika, if people keep copying, what happens is you make it so that inside of your market, whatever niche market you're working in, everybody loses.
Right.
Because when everybody starts to look the same in your market, then it causes price wars, right? And those price wars make it so that it's a fight to the bottom of the barrel for the last, you know, customer that has some money to spend with you.
And that doesn't serve anyone. That's not where we want to be, because then you're setting up expectations. And we all know that a lot of times the customers who don't have a lot of money and who are operating on that but basis, they're not necessarily as invested in what we can do for them. And they don't appreciate it as much.
Yep. So eventually we came up with nine pillars for differentiating your business and your marketing and your sales, to the point where you can stack your differences on top of one another and become a unicorn in your market. Because if you can be compared apple to apple, like you look exactly the same, then that's what causes the price wars. That's what causes bad stuff happening inside of your market and bad stuff for your personal economy and for your business. And it causes a bunch of headaches, makes it so that you can't scale your business. But if you can be what the customer wants, but not be compared apple to apple,
right?
In the realm of fruit, if everybody's an apple and you are a watermelon, right? Then you have some level of differentiation. It's still what the customer wants. The customer wants fruit, but you stand out because everybody's selling apples and you're the only one selling watermelon.
Yep.
So that's kind of our approach. It's the X factor effect approach, and it's nine different pillars that we walk people through in order to help them differentiate themselves to the point where they can break through the noise and be that clear alternative in their market. Mm-hmm. And that's what leads people to becoming that market leader or category queen or category king inside of their market.
How did you get involved in learning Portuguese and working with a Brazilian partner?
Ooh, great question. So I lived in Brazil for a couple of years. I went out and I was teaching people about Jesus and helping people through a missionary service. And then I came back to the United States from that with all of these really cool ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to get involved with marketing. And then the Brazilian friends that I had gained from living in Brazil started seeing that I was doing all of these really cool things on the internet, including like posting stuff to YouTube. And I had some videos that kind of went semi-viral way back when YouTube kind of first got started. And they were like, what? Like, you're doing like some pretty cool stuff. And then eventually one conversation led to the next. And my now business partner, Pedro Sperti, down in Brazil, we started working together. And we were like, hey, there's a lot of really good information when it comes to the marketing and sales side that people in the United States are following, but not so much down in South America. So let's take this specialized knowledge. So let's differentiate by, you know, blue ocean strategy. Let's take this really cool knowledge and let's apply it to a market where people have never really heard of this stuff.
Yeah.
And let's create it as our own with our own methodology, you know, unique process, you know, step 1 through 9 with different pillars that all, like, we have our unique naming for our own methodology. Mm-hmm. And that's, let's teach it and let's help people. And it grew like wildfire. People loved it so much that we started getting more clients outside of Brazil. And eventually we knew that we were going to take the methodology worldwide. And now I get to practice everything that we've preached over the past 11 years and also take the methodology somewhat worldwide to the English speaking population.
There is a lot of innovation. The number of entrepreneurs that I work with who have moved their companies or started their companies in South America right now, it's really fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So is that the next creative boom, do you think? Or is it kind of to your point where a lot of things we do in the US, we've done, everybody's copying them, but there are other places that haven't had the access to all of these tools and all this information. Maybe also the economies, it's a little easier to navigate. I will say I have a dual passport. So I have a Thai passport. And that's definitely part of my exit strategy is I know that I can live really inexpensively and have an amazing life there and be close to my family. Right. So there are all these different factors that I think we all start thinking of, especially now living in this more digital nomad era.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, I got a really cool insight, probably 5 years into working with the Brazilian people. Like, the veil of, like, curiosity about how, like, economies really work kind of got lifted off of my eyes when I understood one simple key factor when it comes to how well economies work. And you've probably seen this truth also when you do visit Thailand. So one of the key determining factors for how well an economy works is how much money is exchanging hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens in a lot of countries, including in South America and in other parts of the world, like, you know, around, like, I've got a friend, well, he told me he's going to launch some really cool, like, protein powder in Malaysia, right? Oh. And I'm like, whoa. And he's like, yeah, they don't have it there.
Wow.
Like, you can't buy it. And that's why it's such a cool idea. I'm like, oh, all right, yeah, if you can pull that off, like, that is massive. So what we figured out, or what I figured out just working with the Brazilians so long, and I've traveled down probably 15 different times in order to help with events and do stuff down in Brazil, just from the States, right? But what I noticed when it comes to economies and with how well an economy grows is that in the countries where the economies are hurting, for example, let's take Haiti. Unfortunately, in Haiti right now, there's a lot of hurt going on, right?
Yeah.
In Haiti, if you go to visit Haiti, well, we went to this little island once that was kind of like fake. We call it like not real Haiti. We called it fake Haiti because it was just secluded from the rest of Haiti. There was nothing, like, nothing unique to buy during our visit.
Mm-hmm.
there was a lack of offers. There was a lack of products and services. People, they got off the boat. They had all disposable income. They wanted to spend money, but it was the same gift shop items that you find anywhere else in the world. So what was the problem? The problem wasn't that there wasn't anything to buy. It was that there wasn't anything different to buy. There wasn't anything unique. And what happens in a lot of countries is that you simply have a lack of offers. So for example, in Malaysia, because the protein powder isn't a thing yet, that's one additional thing that people in Malaysia can't buy. And I doubt they have super popular protein powders like in Thailand as well. So whenever you visit Thailand, there's like a lack of really cool stuff to buy sometimes. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think anywhere you go, I agree with you that you think you go to one vendor and you think, oh, they made this. And then you go to the next vendor and you're like, oh, no, they didn't. everybody got their stuff from the same place. You know, it's maybe you can haggle on price, like if you're going to the night market or something. But the uniqueness factor is what you have to seek out. And so then you go, oh, but I know. I mean, it's the same thing with food. I think about when I go back there. We know we go to this one place for chicken and rice, and we go to this other place that they sell this kind of stuff. But if you go there on certain days and you get there by a certain time, you can order this one dessert that this woman makes.
Yeah.
But if you don't get there early enough, then you don't get it.
So
you have to find those hidden gems. And I think that's really, I mean, your book, your box, people won't be able to see it because I have my back screen turned on, but it's amazing. And of course, as soon as I got it, I was like, this is something completely different, because I do read a lot of those books as well. And a lot of them, but then you get tired of, okay, yes, I can only put so much of this information in my brain right now, because now I have to go focus on actually working or doing this or, you know, kids or whatever it is. But this interactive box, it's so unique. It's so interesting. It's so creative and cool. This is a recent addition to the portfolio.
This is recent. We just launched this a little over a month and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
So basically what I wanted to do, and we're practice what we teach with everything that has to do with the X factor effect and differentiation. So it's very common nowadays, and your listeners know this, you can go and you'll see ads all the time for like a free plus shipping book. And it used to be like a unique thing. Oh, wow, it's free plus shipping. It's a book. Like back in 2015, when like the first people started doing free plus shipping books, it was like, whoa, a free plus shipping book. I just pay the shipping and handling. That's so cool. Well, now everybody, and when I say everybody, I mean a lot of people have free plus shipping books. So I was like, well, if I launch the Is That Influence as a free plus shipping book, then once again, I'm going to be drowning in the sea of sameness, right? There's no differentiation. There's nothing that stands out. There's no wow factor, right? And so I said, what if I create this interactive book box experience where you get the book, okay, you're getting the book, and then you're going to get five experience envelopes that you open at key moments during the book, and it gives you tools and gifts that you use in conjunction with the book in order to come up with, well, the purpose of the book is to come up with big, bold, sticky, and wildly successful marketing ideas. And I said, that's it. So I came up with the idea. And then one of my good friends, Josh Latimer, he says, all right, Daniel, you have this idea. The question is, will you double your conversion rate if you do this idea? And I said, I think it would double the conversion rate. I think it would. And he said, then you have to do it. Then you have to do it. And so I did it. And so far, people are just like absolutely blown away. And if we have time, we can get into the brand activation aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Not only does it sell really well, but the consumption rate is really high. Because how many times do we buy that thing because we visited somewhere and it was more of the same, but then we just left it in the bag? Sometimes I have stuff. I left it in the bag. I didn't even put it on my shelf because it's more of the same, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it is a whole experience. And it's something like, I'm definitely sharing this with my students. I want them all to get this. They're all coming up with capstone projects for the culmination of their degree program. So this is like a perfect thing for those who are stuck a little bit, right? Or they're trying to figure out the next thing. maybe they have one idea, but they don't know how to make it bigger and bolder. And so this is definitely something that will help with that. So this is a great introduction to you and your work. And then hopefully people will interact with it, but then they can come to you for consulting, presumably, right? So I want to hear, how do you work with people? You know, you expanded beyond Brazil. Are you going and doing big workshops and speaking engagements, keynotes for 7,400 people each time? Are you working with organizations? Are you working with people who have a small idea, but they want to make it bigger? So what's the sweet spot?
So the whole box experience, the goal of that is we're going to, like we've done down in Brazil with lots of events and everything, mentoring groups, mastermind groups. Right. This is our foot in the door in the English speaking market where, hey, everybody that needs help, like with big ideas, with big marketing ideas, with big sales ideas, with big business ideas, let's differentiate. Let's differentiate to the point where you become a clear alternative, where you break through the clutter, where you can become those market leaders, those category queens, those category kings. And so our goal is to give out a bunch of these really cool boxes. And then in addition to that, we're going to be doing challenges that we'll be inviting people to. And then that will transition to, hey, if you enjoyed the box so far and the challenge, how about joining our mentoring group, our X Factor Effect mentoring group? So that's kind of the next step. And then once we get all of those groups going really strong, then we want to be doing bigger events as well. So one of the really cool, fun events that we did for all of our students in Brazil is we actually brought about 50 of them to Walt Disney, and we did this event called Magic. And it was all about customer experience, because with the X Factor Effect, one of our big pillars is customer experience. We say that we're in the age of experience, and in the age of experience, people love an amazing experience.
Yeah.
So we took people to Disney and to Universal, and then we had classroom days and we had experience days at the parks, and we did like backstage tours and we did all these things. And we talked about how if you can add an amazing customer experience to the product or service that you sell, then it helps you to sell like crazy, which is exactly what I tried to do with the box. I tried to add an amazing experience onto the book because, Annika, like you said, like both you and I, we have too many books now that a lot of them we haven't read. I think the statistic is that when people buy a book for themselves, this is a really sad number. I think it's less than 20% of the people that buy the book for themselves actually read the book.
Yeah.
What? That's crazy. You bought the book and less than a fifth of the time you're actually reading the book. That's a really bad number. So how can you improve that? Well, one idea is to add an experience to the book, right? So anyway, so that's kind of where we're trying to lead people into this with the mentoring group and everything. Yeah. And that's kind of like the goal, to practice what we teach and start to break through the noise in the English speaking market as well. So
without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, I love it because you're starting with building community. There's already something for people to talk about that isn't just the standard introduction of, hi, what do you do? Blah, 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 right? It's how did you use this box? How did you use the book? What ideas did it help you generate? And so you're already starting at a higher level with all of this community that you're building.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. That goes down to the brand activation aspect of it. We kind of saw with the sale of the first 50 or so boxes, we were like, all right, some of the first boxes are out, but like, are people actually reading it more than like a normal book, right? Mm-hmm. And then like, what's going on when people get the book? And without us asking, more than a third of people posted about the box on social media, which is just incredible. If you have differentiation to the point where you can have one out of every three people post about your product, that is massive. It is absolutely massive because most of the time, like, you're lucky if like one out of 50 people post about your product on social media.
Oh.
But if you can get to one out of three, that is incredible.
That is incredible. And that's funny because I made a video a while back, but I'm like, oh yeah, we haven't posted it yet. So I'm going to call myself out here that I will be posting that video this week where I'm doing a little unboxing experience.
Thank you, Annika. That is amazing. But it's perfect because I didn't ask you to do that, right?
No, not at all. You just said, hey, I'd like to be on your podcast. Here's this experience that I've created. And I was like, yeah, let's do this.
Awesome.
So, here we are. So how long did it take you to develop the 9 pillars? Because I know there, you know, different people have different numbers of pillars or different things that they teach, but 9 seems like a number that would transcend. So you're not just teaching one aspect of the creative process and of the business building process, but it really encompasses more.
Yeah. So at first, when we started doing the X Factor Effect methodology, and when we first sold the course, we had 7 steps. And then out of those 7 steps, there were people's favorites. And then eventually we started like, so I would buy branding books, right? And then I'd be like, oh, there's differentiation in branding. And then I would buy, like, read books about tribe building and community. And then I was like, oh, there's differentiation if you can build your community and you can build your tribe. And then I would read books like, the name of the book escapes me, but it's from the dude that started Whole Foods, and where he's talking about impact and everything. And I'm like, oh, like, if you build your business around having some sort of impact, that's another way to differentiate. Because we started doing all these webinars with students, so we started diving deep into everybody's businesses. And so over the years, it was like, okay, there are a lot of ways to differentiate. And people have the false belief that differentiation is coming up with a different product.
Yeah.
Now, you can come up with a different product, or there's about 30 different things you could do with that product without coming up with a different product to still differentiate. So, for example, I can take that product and I can bundle it with other products and create an offer around that product, and it's already something different. And so it's not just about like creating a different product, or it's not just about putting out a different ad than your competitors. It's not about selling differently than your competitors. It's, hey, what are the best ideas? What are the our biggest ideas that influence? And what are like 3 or 4 or 5 of them that we can stack as differences, one upon the other, where if we did all 5 of those things that are so unique and different, that are things that our dream customers would love, if we do that, what does the business look like? How much do our dream customers love that? And how does that make us stand out and look and position ourselves in our niche market?
Yeah.
And what we discovered is if we can get out of the 9 pillars, if we can just get students to apply about 3 of them, then they are on track to becoming a market leader in some way, shape, or form inside of their niche. Because 3 big differences stacked one upon another that your dream customers love, well, it makes a big difference.
Can you share stories about some of your most successful students and businesses?
So we have a student down in Brazil. He was doing charity work for many, many years. He would visit hospitals, and he has this Batman suit. And this Batman suit, it weighs about like 50, 60 pounds. And it's big, it's heavy, but it's amazing. It was custom built to fit him.
Wow.
And he looks like, when he wears it, he looks like he just stepped off of a movie set. Like, it's that good. Like, he looks like Batman, right? And so he owned a gym, and he was doing this charity work. And Warner Brothers gave him the rights, because Warner Brothers used to own the Batman, whatever, rights. And then down in Brazil, like, there's rights for different countries. It gets all like mixed up and everything. So at least down in Brazil, it was Warner Brothers that gave him the right to call himself the Batman of Brazil because of his charity work.
Okay.
So they said, okay, you can call yourself the Batman of Brazil. He's like, sweet, this is amazing. Now, he's still broke. Like, he is Batman and he's a broke Batman, right? And he owns a gym and he's still a broke Batman. So Pedro hears about this guy and he's like, all right, like, you're so cool. Like, we got to help you. So we started helping him and we started getting him these speaking engagements, including on our stage for one of the events. And then we started helping him with his business. And long story short, he started growing his gym, sold it. Now he's a famous speaker in Brazil, wow. Continues to do the charity work, and he's got his book now, and he gets invited to speak all the time, and he's a paid public speaker. And he's got all of these really cool emotional stories of how he's changed these kids' lives. And it's through his stories, the different stories that only he can tell, because he's the only Batman of Brazil.
Yeah.
And he's the only one going into the hospitals and literally like giving these kids hope and helping kids overcome. Like, we can't make medical claims, but some of the kids have gone from, you know, they're going to die to now they're not going to die. Right. And he has played a pivotal role in helping some of those kids have hope. And so, yeah, just amazing. Yeah, he's one of many, many, many stories. And yeah, we've got lots and lots of stories of these students who they've done things differently in some way, shape, or form when it's been able to help them break through the noise. And then the natural response might be, well, Daniel, I'm not Batman, or I can't be Batman, or like, what am I going to do, right? Look, you don't have to be Batman. You don't have to be Batman. So with everything that we do, for example, I came up with one idea with the book and was like, I'm going to just add an experience to this book.
Mm-hmm.
And cross my fingers, hopefully double conversion rates when people go to the sales page to buy the book.
Yeah.
It appears that I've done that. I can't go back retroactively, go back in time and launch the book without having done the box.
Right.
It appears that I've doubled conversion rates because I followed one thing. I said, instead of launching a book like everybody else, I'm going to launch a book with an experience.
Yeah.
And that was the one difference that made a difference. So the question is, inside of your business, what are those differences that make a difference? How can we stop getting caught up in the sea of sameness? Which one of the pillars make the most sense for us? Okay, I can't be Batman, but you can be you, right? Is you being you the way that you can break through the noise?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not as cool as Annika. I don't have the personality that Annika has. That's okay, because there's 8 other pillars that you can follow that don't have to do with you being that charismatic leader that breaks through the noise in your market because you're so charismatic. You don't have to be that charismatic person. People come to me all the time. Oh, I'm not charismatic. I can't follow the X Factor effect. No, 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 no. There's like tons of things you can do to differentiate and break through the noise. So,
yeah. Well,
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm a big fan of that. Everybody has their own superpower, whatever it is. And everybody has their own purpose and mission here on this earth. So I love it when anybody who's helping people find that and find that inside themselves and feel comfortable expressing it, I'm a fan. So I'm so glad that you're doing this work and putting it out there and helping people realize there's not just one way, right? There could be many ways, and you have to figure out what's the right way for you.
Yeah. Thank you, Annika. Yeah. I mean, there's so many different ways. I mean, I hit on a few of them throughout the episode. Hopefully some people got some big ideas. And the book, it actually only talks about one of the ways. This talks about ideas that influence, talks about one of the 9 pillars, which is to create a unique marketing message that breaks through the noise. And then if you say, but Daniel, I'm not creative. I know. And so I realized that. So instead of me just telling you to create different marketing messages, before I wrote the book, we did this whole workshop with our students.
Right.
And we took them through a creative process from A to Z for how to come up with amazing really cool, big, bold, sticky, wildly successful marketing ideas. And then we teach people how to filter through those ideas and only test the ideas that have the biggest chance of breaking through the noise. Yeah. And that's what Ideas and Influence is all about.
Amazing. I love it. And the website that people should go to learn more about you, to get the book and the experience, and to find out, get on your wait list to work with you if they're US-based.
Yeah, thank you so much, Annika. It's Big Ideas with an S, bigideasbox.com. Big
for easy.
Box.com. Or you could go to ideasatinfluencebook.com, but that's really hard to type. So
yeah. The Ideas Box. It rolls off the tongue. It's easy. I love that. And I know, I mean, there's so many more things we could talk about, but I want to keep it simple so that people go and get the box and the experience and dive more into that research with you. Because I know this is not a cheap endeavor either. You're putting a huge investment of not just your time and your expertise, but your finances to share this knowledge with people.
Yeah, it's a little bit risky. So that everybody gets an idea. So it's free plus shipping, right? So,
yeah.
And this is an interesting thing to be transparent about, because as you're thinking about putting an upfront investment like this and like making a bunch of noise, sometimes it can be costly. So your ducks in a row, you got to have the math pan out right. So it's free plus shipping. We charge about $30 for shipping if you're US based. The box, they cost us about $45 to produce. And shipping's not cheap.
Yeah.
Shipping actually costs us about $20-$25. And so mathematically, people are like, well, how does that work? Well, we've differentiated our sales process where we flipped the entire thing, because I've had people come to me and they say, Daniel, like, this is the type of box that somebody would get from you if they had paid you $10,000 to join your mentoring program. Like, this is the caliber of box, but you're giving it away on the front end. Are you crazy? Maybe I am. But here's the roll of the dice. Just cool. So anybody thinking from a branding aspect, brand activation can be expensive. Well, yes and no. So here's the math. If we give out 100 boxes, if we lose about $45 every single time that we give away a box, then we're $4,500 in the hole, right? We're giving away 100 boxes. But if we get one person to join a mentoring program out of 100, because of our follow-up and everything that we're doing different in order to try to get people to join a mentoring program, that mentoring program cost is $10,000 at minimum, and we're in the positive. And then I can keep on giving away boxes forever.
Sure.
So that's kind of like strategically like how that works if you flip the entire process and give people a great experience on the front end. Now, I've had a lot of people tell me, Daniel, you're going to get a lot more than a 1 out of 100 people to join a mentoring program. And I'm like, well, I love what you're saying, and I hope you're right.
Right.
Because I want to give away the boxes forever. And if we hit a point where the math isn't there, then that's okay.
Right.
We just say, all right, we're still going to sell the box, but now it's not free plus shipping.
Right.
Now it comes with this, you know, online program, and it's $150 or whatever it is, and we can still give away boxes. So it's not the end of the world if our initial plan for selling and doing things differently doesn't work. But the real risk is this, and I want to kind of end on this, Annika, because people say, Daniel, everything you're saying sounds super risky. Like, this sounds risky. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Here's the truth. We talk about it in the book. There's a study that was done. And the study says that the creative approach to marketing and advertising is on average 6 times more effective than doing marketing and advertising that's more of the same. I'm going to repeat that. A creative approach to marketing and advertising is on average 6 times more effective than doing more of the same. In other words, if when you're going to market and you're trying to sell, if you take a creative approach and try to do something differently, on average, you're going to be 6 times more effective than looking at everybody else in your marketing market and saying, oh, look, like they ran an ad like that, I can run an ad like that. Or they did an offer like that, I can run an offer like that. If you do more of the same, you should expect the same mediocre results. Now, Annika, you know this. The same mediocre results, unfortunately, in business today is that within 5 years, the large majority of those businesses go out of business. And it's because they're trying to do everything the same.
Yeah.
That's the big reason why. They're stuck in the sea of sameness. They're trying to compete with everybody. They're being compared apple to apple. And they get the same mediocre results, which results in normally going out of business within the first 5 years.
Sobering. Yeah. But that's why you're here, is to share things that people can do differently. And think of the big new ideas that will differentiate you in the market. So I know that this has been a really fun conversation for me. I always learn things from my guests. So it doesn't matter how much you've studied, whatever you've studied, it's always great to hear something new that you can then take with you forward in the world. So Daniel, thank you for giving that gift to me and to my listeners and the people who are watching this. And of course, I always like to ask the last question, which is if you have a favorite quote, mantra, family motto, verse that really resonates with you.
Yes. So there's this whole story, this whole book. I can't quote the whole book. But there's a story about a young boy named Santiago. And the book is The Alchemist. Boom. And the whole book is pretty much written as like this whole like very well thought out poem slash story, right? Whenever I read that book, I've read it multiple times. I think twice I didn't cry, but all the other times I cried. And so The Alchemist, if you haven't read The Alchemist, if you haven't learned about the story of Santiago and him going out and failing forward, right? To find his treasure in life. That it's just that I resonate so much with the story with Santiago and The Alchemist. And it reminds me of a lot of the stuff that we do with the X Factor effect, because Santiago, he took this massive gamble in the book when he sold his flock and he went out and tried to travel to Egypt. He does eventually make it, by the way, but that's not where his end goal is at. You'll have to read the book to find out where it actually takes him if you haven't read it yet. But lots of times we think that these big risks are risky. The truth is that it's these big, bold ideas that move the needle. A lot of times when it comes to marketing and advertising, people are like, well, I'm going to split test the headline. Yes, you're supposed to split test the headline. But what's the big thing that's going to move the needle?
Right. Oh my gosh.
Like you're maybe looking at a 30% bump, which is great. Split testing multiple times a headline, but what's the big branding idea? What's the big bold idea that's going to move the needle? And that's what we work on with our clients. And that's why they see the big results. And that is the path to market leadership.
Amazing. This is so fun. I just want to keep on talking and sharing ideas, but we'll do that another time. I know we will. And again, Daniel, thank you so much for being here. And thank you to everybody who's listening or watching to this episode of Your Brand Amplified. Don't forget to leave us a rating, review, follow, subscribe. That helps the algorithm find us and helps me and my guests reach more people who need this information.
Want more? Check out amplifywithannika.com or follow me on socials at amplifywithannika.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As we close out today's episode, I want to thank Simplified again for making it possible. For all marketers and creators out there, Simplified is your ally in effortlessly crafting on-brand content with design and video AI. Discover how AI can enhance your creative process at simplified.com. Start for free and elevate your content game. Thanks for listening, and here's to your next creative breakthrough.